We have anyone that would like to volunteer to do the opening prayer this morning?
Judge, I'll volunteer.
Jim? Yeah, it'd be great.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity today to come and discuss the public's business. Father, thank you for this election day. Lord, we just ask for your grace and your mercy over this country, Lord, that you would guide people, give them wisdom, and we ask the same for this court today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 If you'll join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Commissioners, we need to entertain a motion to approve our agenda for this morning.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Under proclamations and resolutions, employee of the month.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
Hello. I'm Katie Mermon. I'm the Recognition Coordinator for the Employees Committee. Okay. And today we're here to present the award for October of 2016. And also they get a Benihana's certificate. I don't know if I've mentioned that. I get a lot of people leaving it up here. So. Alrighty, if I could have the library co-workers come up here. Or Miss Jerry, if I can have Jerry come up here.
It's our pleasure to recognize Teresa Bergman. She was nominated by her immediate supervisor, Ruby Chandler. And basically, Teresa has recently become a full-time employee, but she has had great impact on the teamwork and the quality of work that we're able to perform at the Central Library. Is there something else you want to add?
Just exactly what Jerry said. Teresa is truly deserving of this award, and we are so happy that she has, you know, become full-time and taken over our supplies, and she's just been a great asset to Montgomery County.
A good example of our initiative is that we needed some new signs above some of the checkout stations, and as we were in that transition at the end of the budget time and start of the budget time, Teresa just took it upon herself to make those signs, and they're very attractive, and they're quite an addition to the desk area. So thank you, Teresa,
You're
for
welcome.
All that you do. And I understand you have a plaque, and looks like a Benihana.
Mm-hmm.
All right, food. Yeah, absolutely. And I think she has someone to take a nice photograph as well.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Mr. Riley, we don't have this on the agenda, but I think you have some guests this morning.
Yes, I do, Judge. Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to introduce and welcome a very special group from Magnolia ISD this morning. We've got the Magnolia ISD Student Leadership Group. Would y'all please stand up real quick? All juniors is what I was told this morning, and this is a program that Dr. Stevens, Superintendent of Magnolia ISD, started this program a few years ago, and it's been a great success over in Magnolia, and I'm so thrilled to have a superintendent like Dr. Stevens and folks over at Magnolia ISD that are looking out for these young folks, and I'm so glad these young folks are interested in what we're doing. And Dr. Stevens, if you would you introduce who you've got with you here today and tell us just a real short about your program, if you would.
These are juniors. They're in a two-year program in Leadership Magnolia ISD. We have a group of seniors that were here last year,
And we're proud of them. They initiated a capstone project this year, and they registered 18-year-old students at both high schools to vote in this election. So we got a lot of kids in Magnolia ISD that are voting in this election because of the work of this last group of seniors. But these are juniors, and we are on a whirlwind tour this year of elected bodies around the state of Texas. Commissioner's Court is one of our favorite meetings here. Hopefully get sometimes a chance to interact with some of the commissioners and the judge and just see how our elected representative bodies work. You know, our goal is, and we'll eventually go to Austin, and we'll have a chance to be down there during the session this year, but the hope is in that group that you look at over there that one day we may have some elected officials out of that group. And if we don't, we're going to have some good citizens out of that group. I'm assured of that. I've got some wonderful teachers that work with these kids here on a regular basis. Mr. Jeremy Day, he's at Magnolia West, and Ms. Brittany Mars, she's at Magnolia High School, and Denise Myers is our Director of Communication. She's the one that actually keeps all the itineraries working and things around for us. But it's a great group. We're just so pleased to be here, and thank you all for having us, and we're just going to sit down and watch the proceedings. But thanks so much for having us today. Right.
Thank you all for being here. If I'm not mistaken, Judge, they're going to y'all are going to Judge Hamilton's court after that, and then the jail, right? And then the sheriff's office. Good for y'all. Thank y'all for being here.
Hope none of you are planning on running for judge anytime real soon. But congratulations. Thanks for being with us this morning. Glad to have you. Just a quick reminder, because of that group, I think it's appropriate to remind everybody that today is election day. If you hadn't voted, make sure we get that done today. So thanks for being with us this morning. All right. Under County Clerks, Commissioners need a motion to approve our minutes from our regular session of October 25th.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Under Consent Agenda, Commissioners, I have no changes unless there's something that you guys want to pull forward.
I move on Consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Our next item is our public comment section. And this is for individuals that would like to make comment on items that are on today's agenda. So if you have a comment that you'd like to make about an item that's on today's agenda, you read this brief statement. We'll now invite public for comment on items on today's agenda. Please state your name and the topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. And public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department heads or elected officials. The Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment this morning. So only have one person signed up. I don't know if this is one. Mr. Yalick, you're the only one signed up, but is this an item on today's agenda?
It
would be at the end. Okay. So if there's anyone, yes, ma'am.
I would like to.
Come forward, Ms.
Hi, I am Robbie Benson. I am in Precinct 1, Commissioner Metter's precinct, and I would like to speak to you all about animal shelter matters. I know that you're going to have an executive session today, and you're going to be discussing some things, and I wanted to talk to you before you do that. I want to, again, extend the offer to all of you to provide the services of Nathan Winograd, who is the country's leading shelter expert, to look over the resumes that you have for the new shelter director. It will be at absolutely no cost to the county. The citizens will pick up the tab. So we are hoping you will take us up on our offer. One thing that was called to my attention right before I left the house is the extended plan for the shelter, and one of the items there is the euthanasia policy. I think you're going to be discussing that, if I remember from reading the agenda. And in reading that, I see that there is an expiration date put on the animals at the shelter of 120 days. Gentlemen, I'm really saddened by that. That is 1970s thinking. In the early 80s, the shelter industry was revolutionized, and we've moved past that way of thinking. The thing to do in all of the information, and if you follow the successful shelters in the country, is to load the front-end programs, which is to have aggressive marketing. It is to have decreased intake programs. there are programs that we can emulate that are working well all over the country. I'm happy to help you with that. If I can, I know others who will as well. That's what we need to do. We don't need an expiration date on the animals. We need to work the front end. We also don't need to give the shelter another way to fail. It just gives it. We are bigger and better than that. We can do better than this. So I'm hoping that you will take that into account. We will work with you. We know what to do. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else today that did not sign up to speak that would like to talk to the court about anything that's on today's agenda? Yes, ma'am.
Tracy Fenton, gentlemen. Charlie Robbie's district. Here on behalf of the shelter, of course you guys already know that because you always see us sitting in the same area. I sent a letter 2 weeks ago, actually on November 3rd, to Dr. Hayden and to all of you all regarding the emotionally charged meeting that we had 2 weeks ago, and then since then everything has gone dark. This was about Dr. Hayden attacking Tracy Dupree, basically a major foster at the shelter, and explaining that they had a concern of her fostering, and then I felt that I needed to speak up. And I said, first I would like to know how many dogs have been killed due to the strep zoo, which apparently appeared the day after an emotionally charged commissioner's court. You could imagine how shocking this was to receive the email from Rosanna Russell sharing this news with everyone. This type of news should have been directly from Dr. Hayden as the interim director. And since this catastrophic event, we have heard nothing from Dr. Hayden, your staff, or the commissioners. Everything has gone dark. For the term gone dark, that means everything has gone silent. Military term. Why did you not know about strep zoo before the animals that were dying in their kennel? The minute one died, you should have been actively researching the cause of death, especially since Dr. Hayden is the director and a vet. This was that responsibility. You have to imagine what many of us are thinking after the commissioner's meeting, and then all of a sudden the disease is rampant and you put everything on lockdown quarantine. Yet nothing now for a week. Actually, it's been 2 weeks now. Everything has gone dark. Why? If there is nothing to hide, then show us. Communicate with us. Show us why we should trust all of you. I, for one, would like to see all of the records and kennel sheets of all of the dogs killed. I mean, I'm a taxpayer, correct? Am I not allowed to see those documents? I'd certainly like to see them. This should be public information. Dr. Hayden, did you even stay around to help the animals that were sick? Who else was there to help? What reinforcements did you bring in to help? Was deep cleaning done to get rid of the germs? Or did they suffer in the crates until they were killed? Wondering what they had done deserved such a fate. Humans failed them again, which is just actually, you know, you guys get to see a lot today. It gets emotionally charged in here. But we, collectively, and Dr. Hayden, we sell these animals every day. And we're in here every day to try and do something about it, but we're scoffed at, we're laughed at, no one believes anything that we're saying, yet we're the volunteers and we see it. You know that. Anyway, Tracy Dupree shouldn't have been held responsible for any of that. Everything happens. I've had 60 stitches in the last year and a half from fostering dogs, which is why I don't foster anymore, because I have the habit of jumping into a fight. But anyway, thank you.
Time has expired. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address court this morning? Okay, seeing none, we will move forward with the agenda. Item 11A, consider and discuss and take appropriate action regarding recently released ratings, rating agency decisions on ratings for Montgomery County. Mr. Roebuck, good morning. Some good news for us this morning.
Judge, I've got a handout, but I think Mr. Ferguson is going to put the presentation on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you, Judge.
Judge, Commissioners, John Roebuck, BOK Financial. I do have some great news to report, and Judge, thank you for putting this on the agenda. The county's actually reached a milestone. This last week on Friday morning, we found out that Moody's Investor Rating Services upgraded the county from AA1 to AAA, excuse me. So y'all are now rated the highest possible rating category by Moody's Investor Service. I've got a little presentation I want to go through that highlights the factors for which they made their rating change and also a comparison of the county to other counties, peer counties across the state. On the first page, on the far left, we provide the Moody's rating rationale. They had a lot of positive things to say about the county. I'm going to highlight a couple of them, and also for your reference in the back of the presentation, I put both the Moody's and the S&P rating report in there for your review. They're both about 5 to 7 pages long, and I don't want to bore you reading through those in this meeting. But some of the highlights they said is that the county has ample reserves, stable operating performance, a steady economy, which is better than national average, assessed valuation growth, and high wealth levels, again, that surpass the nation's wealth levels. The strengths of the county are the economic activities contribute to assessed valuation growth and outperforms national peers. Year-over-year solid operating performance and ample reserve levels. They actually quoted in there that you'll have 10 years of operating surpluses, which is great. Long-range capital planning means you'll have relationships with your other peer counties and cities and other issuers within the county, so you'll have an ongoing plan on issuing debt and managing that debt. Favorable population performance. You'll have actually grown, I think I read, over 55% in the last decade, which is a huge growth, which obviously puts a lot of stress on the court and also the staff to provide services for those people. Significant flexibility under the property tax rate. Because you're low tax rate, you do have flexibility to do different things. If you need to raise it, you still have the authority to raise it to do other projects. Some of the challenges they did quote was something that's kind of out of your control is the growing population that will increase demand on services. As people keep coming, those services will continue to have to be put in place and provided to those residents. And then also the larger Houston metropolitan area impacted by downturn in the energy sector. They were actually very impressed with y'all's finances, even given the fact that we've had a downturn in the Houston area because of oil and gas industry. They actually look back from the 1930s to your growth, population, and also value. And every time Houston areas had a downturn, y'all have had a little dip, but y'all haven't gone negative like a lot of these other counties and a lot of the other cities out there. So they said this was well deserved. I want to applaud the Commissioner's Court and also the Auditor's Office and the entire county for this. This rating upgrade to AAA means about 3 to 5 basis points in the market. So that's savings when we issue debt, more savings when we refund bonds. It's a very positive thing for the county. On the next page, again, we have the summary of the rating designations by each of the rating agencies, Moody's, S&P, and Fitch. We've highlighted what each of those mean. You'll notice they're highlighting yellow on the far left under Moody's is AAA. That's the new rating. And that's the prime or the highest grade rating you can receive. And then on the right, we have a summary of the counties with AAA rating. There are 254 counties in the state of Texas. Of those 254, there's 167 that actually have debt outstanding or have a rating assigned to them because they have debt outstanding. Of those, only 10, of which y'all are now included, have a AAA rating. So you're in great company. And then if you look even further down below, we have peer county ratings. And these are the ones that are around you that you compare yourself to. Y'all have the AAA rating from Moody's. And there's not another county, Fort Bend, Galveston, or Brazoria County, that has a AAA rating. So congratulations. Great news.
Good.
And if you'll humor me, since we are heading into selling these bonds probably tomorrow, based on the plan, I'm going to go through the current bond market. The bond buyer index, again, this is a weekly average of municipal bond rates. We are going to focus on the blue line, which is general obligation debt, which is what we're doing, tax back ad valorem debt. The blue line currently is at 3.27%. That's down a little bit from the last time I was out here. And because of that, if you'll turn to the next page, we've actually thrown a couple more bonds in to be refunded to save some more money for the county. If you look down there in the unlimited tax refunding bonds series 2010, there's a 2029 and a 2030 maturity that equal about $28.1 million in bonds. Based on our numbers we ran yesterday, we can refund those and generate over $3 million in additional savings. We originally showed you a little over $6.3, $6.4 million last time. We're going to be closer to $9.4 million savings now based on the current market and these bonds. And this page 5 details that savings on the far right. Again, $9.4 million in savings that we'll realize should the market stay in this range. We had a little bump yesterday. As everybody noticed, the stock market went off. I mean, it went off about 300 points, over 300 points. The bond market really didn't change much. It changed about one basis point. And even given that, we're still in this range. We think we'll get about $9.6 million, we think, by the end of the day tomorrow. And then the next page is just the summary of the new money portion. We are going to be issuing roughly $69.5 million in bonds to generate proceeds of $80.4 million for the road project that y'all have asked for. And then the last page is just a schedule of events. We are looking to price tomorrow, given the market. Today, there will not be any activity in the market, given what's going on in the national scene. But I talked to the underwriters with your senior manager this morning, and they assure me that they think it's going to be very positive tomorrow. If it's not, then we'll have some conversations and maybe pull it and maybe do it the following week, depending on what's going on. But with that, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Again, congratulations. Well-deserved. And I know that it's been years in the making and a lot of planning and a lot of hard work to get there, but this is great news. Great news.
John, you mentioned that the rate was down to 3.27 from where it was last time you were here. Is that a factor of the market, or do you think it has something to do with the new ratings, or is it a combination of the two?
Well, that 3.27 is the national average.
Okay.
National average, yes. It's basically a look, a snapshot. It's like looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's just a snapshot of the market. It doesn't reflect every single stock out there.
But so that rating will help us with
the lower
the rating
will help you. Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Thank you, John.
Thank
good
you.
News.
You know, we get a lot of criticism from people talking about the job we do here and how we manage our money and we manage our budgets and we manage our debt. But I think when you have true professionals that analyze what we're doing, they'll tell you that Montgomery County is doing a great job.
It's a great job.
Hence the rating that we get. And so I'm really proud of what this court has done for a very long time in trying to make sure that we manage the dollars that we ask our taxpayers to give us in a very responsible manner. So John, thank you for your report.
Thank you all.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 12A. We don't need any action on that item today, Commissioners. 12A, Forensic Services. Dr. Panieri, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I've come to ask for something after that favorable bonds rating. So we would like to have the court consider and approve the purchase for one 2017 Chevrolet Tahoe to be used for the position of medical legal death investigator, and we'll need a funding source name not to exceed $32,335. We did hire someone for the first Montgomery County medical legal death investigator in the Forensic Services Department. It's a promotion within our department. Ms. Taylor Nichols is going to be the first death investigator. She's already been doing the job above and beyond her prior duties, so she's going to be great in this position. We just need to get her something to ride in that the door handle doesn't fall off on. It's in our current vehicle, so she can get to the scenes.
Will she be making the death scenes?
She'll be making some of them. We're going to have to work with the JPs to integrate into that process, so it's going to going to have to go and meet with them and discuss how we can best do that, because sometimes we're not aware of the death scene until after they've already started the transport process. So we need to integrate in a little sooner in the process. But yes, she is going to be going out there.
I move contingency.
Second.
Phyllis, is this one of the positions, one of the issues we discussed during the budget hearings? We were going to try to find a vehicle from the Sheriff's Department for this.
This did come up during the budget hearings, and one solution that was offered was that the Sheriff's Department may have a lightly used patrol vehicle that wouldn't be good for patrol anymore but might satisfy for this purpose.
Has that option been explored, Dr. Panieri?
I'm not aware of that. We do need a vehicle that's going to have clearance available to go into some scenes that are off-road, so it would need to be some sort of sport utility vehicle. So if that's available, we'd be fine with it. The current vehicle that we have was a repurposed police vehicle, and it did come with holes in the floor from the partition that was removed, so we would prefer to not have that again, but if we could get a used vehicle without that, that would be fine.
Rand, do you know if we could look?
There's no such thing as a slightly used vehicle.
Good point.
We can do an evaluation of our inventory, and we can do, but no problem with that.
If we could do that and maybe come back in 2 weeks, maybe we'll have an answer for you.
Is it critical that you need this vehicle right away for any reason? Or?
No, we can wait 2 weeks.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Okay. So we'll just defer that for now and then revisit that in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Okay. Sheriff.
Not yet.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
You nervous?
Okay. Yeah, this is my kind of election. Yeah, I like this.
I did vote for you.
Thank you. Again, right?
That's right.
Sheriff Gage couldn't make it today, so he asked me to stand in and go over his agenda items for him. Great. Under 13A, we ask that you consider and accept $17,753 in support of the Joint Terrorism Task Force between the FBI and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office for fiscal year 2017. Benefits will be funded from 5601.75985.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Under 13B, we ask that you consider and accept the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, OCDEF, agreement between the Department of Justice and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The agreement is for FY17 and associated benefits will be funded by 5601-75985. It's Operation Pathfinder for $10,000.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And under 13C, we ask that you consider and adopt the amended Montgomery County rules governing alarms. If approved, the revisions will become effective on November 8, 2016. I did a review of those. It's just housekeeping items for the most part, just language. It's been reviewed by the county attorney's office as well.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
13D, consider and approve the NRA Foundation general grant application for the 2017 NRA Foundation Training Equipment Project. Authorize Lieutenant Brady Fitzgerald of the Sheriff's Office to submit the grant proposal electronically on behalf of the county. The grant's for $3,191.32 with no county match required.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And lastly, under 13E, consider and approve establishing two detective positions for the MoconeT Task Force. Salary and benefits for each position total $75,560.06. Please fund the positions via sheriff's carryover funding approved in the FY17 budget hearing. Two line items there for the amount of $54,499.38 each.
Move.
What is MoconeT?
MoconeT's a high-level task force, drug task force. Several different agencies, surrounding counties, and the feds as well.
Good.
Second.
Good. Any other questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
DWI and drug court. Good morning.
Ask you please consider and approve the deobligation of $56,107.18 for the Montgomery County grant program for drug court.
Move.
Second. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Money will be coming back to the county or?
So the way this grant is set up, and this was last year. If you'll remember, this year we didn't receive any funding from the state. Last year, the way the grant is set up, if we receive in program income, which is the fees that we charge the participants in the drug court, if it exceeds a certain level, then the state wants some of their funding back. And so our fees did exceed a certain level, and so the state's wanting part of their funding back for this. Next year, any amount of fees that we collect, because there is no grant from the state, ODR. Just remain with the county.
I was afraid they were wanting it back. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thought we'd try to keep it, Judge.
Well, worth a shot. Well, Precinct 3.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners.
Good morning.
Constable Sensen regrets he couldn't make it this morning. We have two items for your consideration.
15A, consider and approve the submission of a grant application to the NRA Grant Foundation. No county match is required. Please authorize Lieutenant Mike Atkins with the Montgomery County Precinct 3 Constable's Office to submit the grant application electronically on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Well, 15B, consider and approve the payoff associated with position 5531-6010-2. The total salary and benefits being paid out is $17,470.90. Please name a funding source.
Move.
Second.
Can you explain to us a little bit about the
Absolutely, sir. Yes, sir. We've had a very tenured sergeant position, one of our key sergeant positions. He's left Montgomery County, and due to the payoff amount, we would not be able to replace him until the end of January. And this would just really put a big dent in our operations at this time. So we're asking the court to consider this.
And Phil, if we were able to use contingency for now, could we have a caveat in there that if the Precinct 3 salary budget ends up with excess funds throughout the year, that we sweep that to repay contingency?
We normally do.
So you already have a practice of toward the end of the year we perform a salary sweep, and that's from any departments that have excess funds, and those are traditionally put into contingency. We will not be doing that with the Sheriff's Department, but we would do that with every other department in the county.
Just so you know.
So if this department falling in line with all of the other departments in the county, we would do that just as a matter of course.
Rand was ready to work with you on that.
That would be great.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
Conroe North Houston Regional Airport. Mr. Smith.
Morning, Judge.
Good morning.
Commissioners.
Morning.
Good morning.
Item 16A, consider and approve closing position 6291. 4229.1, that is the administrative assistant two in our office, with a salary of $51,590.60, an open position 6291-8504.1, office supervisor two, with a salary of $53,787.60, effective November 19th, 2016. Asking you if you approve that to transfer the $51,590.60 and benefits from that position of administrative assistant two to the position office supervisor two, and are asking you to please provide a funding source for prorated additional salary and benefits in the amount of $2,229.31. And commissioners and judge, this is caused by really I'm requesting this because the administrative assistant is not supervising our receptionist position in the office and really managing those affairs. So I'm asking you to consider this so that she can be compensated.
Yeah, it's a training process, and Mary's been there, what, 35, 40 years?
About 32 or 33 years, yes, sir.
So, anyway, I move contingency for the 2000.
Any questions or comments?
How come we didn't address this during the budget hearings?
Oh, Commissioner, didn't think that far ahead. That falls on me.
The issue is we really try not to do these mid-year raises, and we just went through that process. I mean, we're 5 weeks into the new budget.
Yes, sir. Understand that. And I think the reason that I bring it forward is I can't really ask her to supervise that position for the remainder of this fiscal year and not compensate her. So if you were to deny this, then I'll just...
And the fact that she does have new duties doesn't change.
Correct.
Just because we've been through a budget cycle. And this happens. I mean, it's not the first time. But I certainly think it needs to be done.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Community Development. Dr. Duchon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please consider and approve amendments to the fiscal year 2014 consolidated action plans and authorize Judge Doyle to implement the amendments, including payments and reclassification of the community development budget as submitted. This money has a clock ticking on it. We had awarded it to an agency that has had a change of plan, so we need to get the money spent somewhere, so we're transferring it to our down payment assistance program, and then the agency that is relinquishing it will pick up another award on the back end so that theirs does not change.
How much is this?
It is $349,355.
Who had a change of plan?
Angel Reach. They were bidding on a foreclosed property. They did not get it, and so now they're looking at doing some new construction that takes longer, and I will hit up against a deadline if I don't get this money spent and everybody loses it.
And these are all, this is all state and federal funds. This is not?
It's no state. It's all federal.
Federal. I move. I don't know if we've got a motion yet.
Second. Questions or comments? Dr. Deshorm, is there always a list of follow-up projects in the event that one of them falls through? I assume that y'all have that in your action plan.
We have high priority and mid priority and low priority.
Okay.
Always in the plans.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. And incidentally, this is moving from one high priority to a second high priority project.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you. Tax assessor collector.
Yes, I'm here for Ms. McCray. Item 18A is to be deferred.
Okay.
On item 18B, consider approved notification of default with 30-day opportunity to cure under the tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County and Giotti Americas, LLC. Reason for the default, this is the entity that did the furlough in September. Mm-hmm. There are 150 employees they laid off initially temporarily. It's lasted longer than 30 days. That is a default under our tax abatement agreement. So we want to initiate the process, giving them notice of the default, opportunity to cure before we terminate the tax agreement in accordance with our procedures and the agreement.
Move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
You.
Environmental Health. Mr. Nichols.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'd like for you to consider and approve transferring $19,99.97 plus benefits from position Environmental Investigator 1 to position DR3. This will not change or affect the budget.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? This one that Doty's reviewed?
Yes.
Is this a job change? Or
no, a gentleman retired and opened up a position, and I'm asking for this money to go to a gentleman that he got the title change with Mr. Busby 5 years ago, but never got any compensation for the, you know, the new job title and what he does.
And Doty, you look at this and it meets, you do recommend it?
Yes, sir. I think I covered all the.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Motion carries. Thanks, Scott. AgriLife Extension, Mr. Heimer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We'd ask that you consider and approve moving $982.64 from $73.90 in our 2016 budget to $79.99 for our 2017 budget. This is some funding that's for the Earthkind project, which is a low water use project, and it's volunteer driven, and just have not had a chance to get that project finished up. This is basically going to be some structures over those rainwater harvest barrels in that area there. So just trying to finish that project, and we're close.
So it's pretty much a carryover then.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's moving forward.
Second.
And gentlemen, there's just a typo in here. I believe he meant 7997, which is the carryover line.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't recognize that number at all.
Yeah. It's an interesting project out there too, commissioners. If you hadn't seen it, it's.
In fact, our new parking project, we've submitted plant list there. This includes those Earthkind type plants in that low water use areas out there. So we're not going to use irrigation. So we're kind of making them scratch their head over there at the city.
Great. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Office of Indigent Defense. Morning, Nate.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Hello, Nate. Morning.
As you're aware, annually the state provides us money to reimburse part of our costs for indigent defense, and that's why I'm before you today.
to ask that you consider and approve the FY 2017 Indigent Defense Formula Grant application to Texas Indigent Defense Commission and resolution, and authorize Judge Doyle to sign the application.
Move. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Purchasing.
Morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
22A, take all appropriate action on replacing doors, including installation, at the Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Facility. Award contract to R&S Corporation in the amount of $78,705.95.
Move.
Second. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
B, take all appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exemption for personal or professional service as authorized by Local Government Code 262.024A4 as presented on the agenda, all in one motion.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
C, take all appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exemption for personal or professional service as authorized by Local Government Code 262.024A4 for original destination study for Woodlands area from Brown and Gay Engineering for a lump sum of $30,000 to be paid by Montgomery County, and the Woodlands Management Development Company will be responsible for the remaining fee of $29,500 for a total maximum sum of $59,500 for Precinct 3.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
D, as authorized by Local Government Code 271.102, take all appropriate action to approve the following purchases through the interlocal agreement with Buy Board as presented on the agenda, all in one motion.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arlo. County Attorney Griffin.
Yes, good morning. Under 23A, consider and approve proposal and appraisal to purchase unused right-of-way located in Beasley Pruitt Survey. This is a road that was right-of-way was granted or given back in the 90s, I believe. It runs through someone's track. They're asking to basically purchase this right-of-way. We did have it appraised. He appointed me as special commissioner and appointed Matt Whitney as the appraiser. The appraisal came back at $1,900. The proposal from the landowner who owns both sides of the road is to pay the appraisal amount plus the appraisal fee plus the publication cost, which is $4,113 total on the proposal, which qualifies with the statute.
What did you say this was?
It is Portman Road.
It's Precinct 4. I'm sorry.
Yes, Portman Road. Discussed with Commissioner Clark. They do not have any future plans for that road.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, BD. Now need to recess our Commissioner's Court and convene a public hearing first in Precinct 2.
Thank Lord I'm going to handle that for us.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
This is to consider and approve the partial revision to all of Reserve H and a portion of Reserve D to be known as the Lakes at Clover Creek replat and extension. This replat is just to revise Reserve H and a portion of Reserve D to create residential lots.
Anyone here to discuss that? See anybody?
Okay.
Two, consider and approve setting a 25 mile an hour speed limit on Hope Road, Mail Route Road, Northline Oak Subdivision, and Tamina Manor Subdivision Roads. Is anybody here to discuss that? Don't see anybody for that. Consider and approve the following street name revisions in Wood Forest Section 62. Change the name of Palazzo Street to Kingsley Grove Street. And change the name of Kingsley Grove Street to Palazzo Street.
Okay.
Change the back and forth. Anybody want to discuss that? I hope not.
Your map quest is going to be messed up for a long time out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our Commissioners' Court.
I move on A, 1, 2, and 3.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Under Commissioners, Precinct 1, Commissioner Metter.
Consider approve transferring $4,170 salary plus benefits from position 612-3202, operator 2, to position 612-2900, labor. Move.
Second. Judge, I thought we were, if these position changes, if the money was already in them, and we were just moving positions, we were going to put these on consent, and if it were opening and closing, they were going to go on open.
We've been talking about that for 6 or 8 months.
That way we don't have to keep putting these on.
Why don't we decide to do that? What we're going to do?
We'll try to tighten up on those, Jim. If there's no money coming out of, there's no money needed to fund the positions, let's put them on consent.
Well, yeah. And of course, we defer to the staff who submit them and put them under open, and but we'll try to catch that and move it.
Okay.
Anyway, I move on 25A1.
Second.
25A2, consider approved transferring $3,600 from position 612-3202 to 612-2900 to an operator 3. Move.
Second.
Commissioner, you want to make a motion on both those at one time?
I will. 25A1 and 2, I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Let's see.
Mr. Riley.
Consider approve the following changes. Can transfer $4,450.16 from 613-2900 to 613-2900-3. Transfer 2705 from 613-80-2 to 613-2900-3. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Precinct 3.
Consider discuss and adopt Montgomery County Animal Shelter Action Plan. We have copies of the plan. If you'll start up here, just so the court will get a copy of it. Both Commissioner Clark and I have spent a lot of time with Dr. Hayden and Mark and Evan going through short, mid, and long term. This is also on our website, and we'll put it on the Montgomery County Animal Shelter's website. Is it there already? Or will be soon. We've come up with short, mid, and long-term plans addressing really the most critical issues regarding the animal shelter. I believe there are 69 different items that we're going to be tracking. And, Commissioner, you have any?
Yeah, this is a live document. It's ever changing. I feel like we got a lot of good stuff done. We're supposed to hopefully handle the additional parking problem, get that put to bed. I'm not even sure that's on the list because we've been having some negotiations with the owner of the property in front for some temporary parking. But overall, we're going to be discussing reviewing some applications for a new shelter director. Hope to have that position filled and in place by the end of the year, and I'm excited about a lot of the change and things that are happening. The change is there, and you can see it daily because it's looking better every day.
And if if you have any questions, I'd encourage you to get in contact with Dr. Hayden or Jim or I. And some of the things to note. Intake at triage, working to make certain that the new vet tech position that is going to be filled, all animals will be, vetted at intake. Locked doors, we've been visiting with Dr. Hayden, and he's talking with the chief veterinarian on looking at how we can move forward with reopening the blue room without an escort. There's several things in here that I think that the public will find to be interesting and in the best benefit of the animals. So I move that we adopt this plan.
Second.
Any other update on the euthanasia
or Dr.
protocol?
Hayden. Good question.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
So we still have the draft for the pet evaluation matrix, which is how you evaluate every animal as it comes in. And then we need to come up with the euthanasia policy and if there's going to be that expiration date of 120 days. And again, that kind of depends on how we want to run things. I agree, I don't necessarily want it, but I think it's important for the way we've run our shelter. And we do know that animals after 4 months typically don't get adopted. So we probably do need it, as much as I don't like it. So that's something that we've talked about. Do we leave for that next director that's coming in, which should be very, very shortly? I know Doty's interviewed multiple candidates. So I'm kind of inclined to leave it there. I mean, we talked last 2 weeks ago about, do you guys want to pick a date? And obviously you don't either, because it's not a fun thing to do. So it's something we're having written legal look at, and then that next director, I think, should ratify that.
Can you speak to the euthanasia, you know, numbers right now versus a year ago or 2 years ago? Or
yes, sir. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I know we're
off the top of your head. I mean, are we like down 75% over?
It's a huge amount. So our library lease rate, which has multiple things come into it, we looked at it yesterday, and it's up at 80%. And I think July we're at 85%, and we compared it to 2 years ago, and it was mid to low 50%. So we're doing a whole lot better job getting animals out, and at least not we're euthanizing a whole lot fewer. Part of that is that spay-neuter initiative that's been going on in our county, and this plan has East County putting in a spay-neuter clinic. I know you're working as well to help your precinct as well. So a lot of great things will happen there. And the only way to really decrease total euthanasia is to spay-neuter up front, you know, as well as diversion programs. There's other programs that are coming along we're discussing and putting them in, but making sure people can keep their pets.
And Dr. Hayden, we are at a point now to where animals are not leaving the shelter unaltered any longer, correct?
No animals being adopted out of the shelter. So if it's too young, we're fostering because it's too young to go to surgery, but we're trying to get fosters in particular to take those so they can come back for surgery as soon as they're old enough. As soon as the cat is 2 pounds, we can spay or neuter it.
How many of the animals that we were letting out unaltered that we were talking about having to catch up, are we getting any of those back to where we're catching up, taking care of those yet, or are we still trying to take care of
some of it? But what we're trying to do now is make sure our entire shelter is spayed and neutered.
Mm-hmm.
And while we have three vets on staff, one is on maternity leave right now, so we're kind of down a little bit. Part of that is, you know, 2 weeks ago we approved a position to for a new clinic tech, and we've discussed, because we have an open surgery suite, you know, on Saturday and Sunday, and then in the evenings too, that we can bring public in the morning and have a first shift there. And now that we'll have 4 clinic techs, we can split them and do an evening shift.
Okay.
And do our animals at night and extend our ability to provide care.
I think that's a good idea. Do you have any idea or average how many of these animals are staying 120 days? I mean,
that's something we can run.
And why are they staying so long?
There's a whole lot fewer now that are staying. So when animals come in, if you follow the pet evaluation matrix and they're aggressive, they'll get euthanized up front. And that what happens is a lot of times you get an aggressive dog that kind of stays around forever, and we need to stop that. And then that dog in particular, the longer it stays in our shelter, it might get protective of that area, and it gets protective over food, and it'll get in fights, and then they don't move very fast. So trying to make better decisions up front, and then doing a better job on adoptions, and that's something now we have coordinators and making sure that we're setting up off-site adoption events and getting out there and getting animals adopted.
And do we have all the coordinators? Do you have volunteer coordinators and adoption?
They're all in place.
Foster coordinators and all those are in place?
They're in place. So and now as we get that volunteer handbook, one of the things we want to do is surround our coordinators with volunteers that can do those. So we talk about off-site coordinators that they can go out, they can be in charge of that off-site event, they can collect money, so we make sure that things are being done in a professional manner.
So Dr. Hayden, 120 days, in my opinion, the importance of having that date on there is not an end of life for the animal. It's much more of a let's do everything we can to get these animals out of here. And if we get closer to that date, I expect to see a lot more activism being...
Correct. One of the things I did when I came in, I said no more expiration dates. That's a term that I hated forever. You know, if you're saying this animal's going to die at 5 o'clock on Sunday, that's a horrible thing. So, and then your staff feels horrible, your community feels horrible. But if we can take it and say 120 days, and then at 30 days left, we can put, you know, a blue card on it that says 30 days.
Another focus on getting
and those things, those animals will allow the community to focus better on those animals. So, and we kind of do that with the rooms. We talked about blue room. We're still in discussions whether we open it or not. We're really afraid if we do, that buffer room goes away, and then we start spreading more disease. So, but if we focus as a community on adopting out of blue and yellow, the flow works, and it works really well.
I don't see any urgency. I mean, matter of fact, it's not even on the agenda to adopt that plan, and you know, there's a lot of reasons not to do it right now. One of them is, you know, we need to make sure that the new director is going to be on board. It's not like we're in crisis mode. I think we're doing a much, much better job. Matter of fact, this past weekend, some of our employees, a lot of the volunteers, rescues, and folks went to, where was it at, Dr. Hayden?
American Pets Alive Conference in Austin.
Austin.
It's a no-kill conference.
They got a lot of good first-hand knowledge of you know, how to save more pets, new programs and stuff like that. And I think, I'm not saying we need to do away with adopting this policy, but I think we need to maybe move it until we've got the new director in place.
Which policy?
The euthanasia policy.
Oh, not the plan.
Yeah,
as a short-term goal. These are more of a goal action, action-oriented plan.
Yeah.
Those are things that need to happen. It needs to happen quickly, but it doesn't have to happen today.
Right.
This document has a ton of great information and things that we need to get done in our shelter.
Oh, absolutely.
What about somebody answering the phone?
It's on here somewhere.
I see it's on here, but are we anywhere closer to having enough people up front to answer the phone?
Absolutely.
Greet
so what,
people
what we just did, we have a tough shed coming so we can move, you know, so there's two storage closets up front.
Yeah.
All that stuff's getting moved out, and then we can put desk and phones in there and allow volunteers to answer phones. The other thing we did is during the week, the phones used to just ring at the receptionist desk. Now they roll to the coordinator's desk. So if the receptionist is there helping you adopt a pet, somebody else can, that phone's going to ring elsewhere.
Good. About the maintenance guy, are we close to getting somebody there?
Paul, interviews?
It went out this last week on the street, and we're just waiting to get some applications in to set up some interviews.
You know, we've heard talk about how the spay and neuter program can help, you know, cut down on the euthanasia issues that we have. Are you starting to see any results of that yet, or are we still too early in?
Oh, I think we're absolutely seeing, because we know that TLC started 5 years ago, and then I quit my job probably four and a half years ago. They've done 20,000 animals, I've done 6, and we can track our overall numbers. We're taking in, I think in the height, we were maybe 600 fewer animals in a month.
Wow.
So, I mean, it makes a huge difference.
600 a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then
wow.
We still know 56% come from East County, so we have to put something there. The problem is, do people stop coming to those sites after a certain amount of time? And the answer is, get a van and go get them. You know, go neighborhood to neighborhood and say, we're going to pick up animals here today, and go get them. So.
Okay, that's good.
Good.
That's great.
A lot cheaper to send the van, go get them, and take care of the problem it is to keep continually send animal control. I mean, it's just a...
Absolutely. Like a bookmobile.
All right. We got a motion and a second?
Yep.
For this? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Hayden. Okay. Human resources. Morning.
Good morning. Please consider and approve the payroll change request form.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion
Thank
carries.
You.
Okay, we will now recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551071 and 551072 and 551074. Let's bring the court back to order, please. And Doug, you want to give us a report out of executive session, please?
Yes, sir. I think as what's been reported before is I had reviewed 56 resumes and culled them down to about 10 and then narrowed them down even further. And I have 4 possible candidates to present to the members of Commissioner's Court for them to interview. And I'm looking at setting those up within the next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything
very much.
I want to add or set?
So we'll try to see what the availability of those individuals are.
Yes, sir. I'll be contacting those candidates and see.
Trying to set
something up, like I said, in the next week or so.
Okay.
And you did use, you've been using questions that you've come up with that were, and also ones that were submitted by the
various citizens.
Ms. Benson, Ms. Elliott, and others.
Yes.
Specific questions.
Yes, they're very good questions.
Yeah, because those kind of technical questions, we need people that are involved that, where we're not. Now, this court will have probably a lot more questions dealing with public policy and working with individuals and things like that.
Budgets
and other issues like that.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're in our second segment of public comment for citizens that would like to address the court on items that were not on today's agenda. Mr. Yalek, you're the only one that I have signed up. I'm not going to bother with reading. I think everybody knows the process.
We got it. Thank you, Judge Doyle, Commissioners. My name is Eric Yalek. I'm from Precinct 3. Y'all probably noticed that today there is a national election, and I think that there are some major lessons that we should take from this election regardless of what the outcome is. Number one, there is no question. Citizens, and I'm sorry if I'm causing you to cry, Judge Doyle. Number one, citizens are watching. They're not trusting public officials, elected officials, or even candidates any longer. The reason that Senator Cruz and Mr. Trump dominated the GOP primary election and probably will in 2020 as well is because voters truly are tired of candidates and elected officials who run as Republicans and don't even read the Republican Party platform, let alone try to adhere to it. Barry Goldwater in 1960 said that a conservative is, or this is how you would describe them, the fundamental moral of a modern conservative is economic liberty, and the solution for economic recovery is returning back to constitutional limited government based on reducing taxes and spending, which in the end will unleash the entrepreneurial spirit that has built our nation. By reducing government, we increase man's liberty and provide the greatest bulwark against the intrusion of foreign enemies available to our society. Judge Doyle, when you ran for county judge, you said that you were a conservative, pro-business, and for limited government. Commissioner Riley, he said, my vision is to lead a fiscally conservative and transparent office. Commissioner Metter, when you ran on two different occasions, you said, I'm a fiscally conservative leader. And Commissioner Clark, you said, I'll lead by being conservative. Senator Goldwater emphasized in his book, The Conscience of a Conservative, that the basic conservative moral value is to ensure reduced spending and sound management of government. Now, where is that? Other than a penny rate reduction into which I believe you were cajoled, you spent as much as you could possibly tax. When I speak to you privately, and I appreciate those private conversations, your excuse often is that the budget is as tight as it can be. But then when I start digging with the help of many county employees, I find outside of the law enforcement department's waste and inefficiency that even appalls county employees. I think y'all have looked for a long time the other way, as one county department, the animal shelter, has been bleeding waste and outrageous expenditures. You've looked the other way as dozens of people are confronting you with the concern that one of the most Republican conservative counties in the United States is bleeding tax dollars. Gentlemen, I hope that you will look at the Republican Party platform and adhere to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yalek. Anyone else that would like to address court today? All right. That, Commissioners?
On miscellaneous, I do want to ask that purchasing has put out a contract for the second part of the engineering for the Rayford Road project to the Contract Review Committee. Several other departments have weighed in. Judge, I need you to weigh in on it. Okay. So we can get that moving. Okay. On the next court. It's important because we're trying to get that project out to bid in mid-December. So okay. We're at the 95% stage. We need to get a few more things done to do that. And then secondly, my term has come to an end on the Public Health Board. And if any of you would like to serve on the Public Health Board, that's going to be on the agenda next time. I'm happy to do it if someone does not want to, but that opportunity is up there.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right, anything else, Commissioners?
Move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
All right.
Yeah, it's not a big time commitment, and it's interesting, and
yeah,
I mean...
And it's